time to go.
If I see him, I'll let you know. Sorry.
What was that?
The word's out. I saw Harness Kids before we hit the shop, Smart. I want to know if I saw their kid.
Aw, oh, man. Oatmeal again?
Past the Denny's, maybe you can get a grand slam.
Bite me.
You're not much of a morning person, are you, Matthew?
Well, you go get in line. I'll catch up to you. I have to go report in.
Can you go look for Ben tonight?
That's the plan.
I found some sticks in the basement. Want to play catch later?
After school? No sign of any skitters, but wherever there's a mech.
Weapons inside?
Didn't go in. Didn't feel it was worth taking it on and attracting skitters.
You were to be discreet.
Well, we had a little breakdown in discipline. We drew fire.
Who?
Jimmy.
He's a good fighter.
13 years old.
Go back tonight. Find out for sure.
No, our agreement was that we would be going after Ben once we scouted the armory.
Which you haven't done.
You're right. That said, just like the food stores and the pharmacies that we've seen, it's probably empty. The skitters are just staking it out.
And you're probably right, but we need to know.
Hey, this isn't what we talked about.
Find a better place to make camp.
Scouted City Hall. Too many windows, buildings all around. Saw a factory on the edge of town might work, though.
I'm guessing you didn't see any harnessed kids.
You know how much I want to.
Hey, let's go. Come show me on a map.
Captain Weaver.
Dr. Glass.
Couldn't help but notice all your people are sleeping in houses while the rest of us are in tents.
My fighters need the best sleep they can get. We need to be able to get the civilians out of here fast in case of attack. Wouldn't be feasible if everyone was in houses.
Well, maybe we take a few houses and rotate some people through.
Are you the leader now?
There's no leader. I'm a doctor and doctors hear things.
Well, doctor, you tell your patients that if they're dissatisfied, they're free to leave. If they want the protection of my soldiers, they can minimize the whining and be grateful for the oatmeal.
They're not just eaters. They know that's what your soldiers say about them sometimes. They're eaters. They contribute to the fight. They cook. They fix clothing. They haul trash.
Dr. Glass, a few years from now, when the skitters have been wiped out, or sent back to the undoubtedly hideous planet that they call home, the concerns of the civilians will be addressed. Until then, there's no time for this.
Dear Lord. I did not come here to get an argument.